Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Fabulous French Touch Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous French Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Yes, I am, and I praise and I magnify God for just that, to be able to enjoy what you do, what you're doing, and encourage you, yes, to live your journey of purpose. And only God know how to do that and how to encourage us in just that way. So I am encouraged on today, living my journey of purpose. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we thank God for that. And I love it that how the Lord has encouraged me to be an encourager, and how that he gave me, told me that my job, because he is my employer, is to encourage others. He said that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service the souls through encouragement. That's why I am so excited about the broadcast, that God has given me an avenue to encourage his people everywhere, to every listener that can listen in and hear the words that the Lord give me to encourage them with. Excuse me. So I am so happy, and I am glad about that. What about you? Are you encouraged in the things that the Lord has given and is giving you to do? Yes, yes, yes. We have got to stay in the Word so that we can remain encouraged in the Lord. Because, you know, the enemy, he's on his job. And I so often say that. The enemy's on his job. He has his focus, and he has his mind set on what he to do, and that is to steal, kill, and destroy. He does not like it, the fact that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, and God has blessed us, and he is blessing us. He don't like that. So anything he can do to destroy us, that's what he's out to do. Remember, he's on his job. So what about me? What about you? What about us? We are to be on our job. And who's our employer? God. Because he said, whatever is right, he said, I'll pay. I'll pay. And so whatever's right, God will pay. He is the one that gives promotions. God is. Truly, when you get a promotion from God, nobody can take that away. Man can saw that limb from under you, the tree even, saw the tree down. Oh, but when God gives, it's ours. So we just thank God today that we are encouraged to encourage. Yes, encouraged to encourage. Are you encouraged to encourage on today? Only God knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. He knows when to do it. He knows where to do it. And he knows how long he wants to do it. So I am a practicing believer, and I practice living God's word. And I just delight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I delight in God's word, and it makes me mighty happy. It makes me mighty glad to have the word, the living word, no other book that bread, that the word is living. God's word is a living organism, and I am encouraged in it on today. How about you? So I'm a practicing believer, and I practice living the word of God. We've got to practice this. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. You want a prayer life? Start practicing. Start today and practice living. Practice praying each morning. Be diligent in it, and then be do it continuously. You have to practice living this life, this word. Practice doing what the word say that we should do, and then let it get on the inside of you. You get in the word, and then let the word get in you and practice it until it becomes you. Practice makes perfect. It makes you the being. It makes who you are. It makes you who you are. Yes, live the word, practice the word, and frame your world. Practice the God habit, and then you won't even have to worry about bad habits because you're busy practicing. What does the Lord say about this or that? What does the Lord want me? How does he want me to do it? So you're so caught up in what God will have and giving you through his word, that you will stay focused on that. So our topic on today, we are talking about according to yours, mine, and our faith, be it done. According to yours, mine, and our faith, be it done. Yes, be it done unto you. Be it done, whatever it is that we've asked God. Be it done unto us. And God, he's the one that will bring it to pass. All we have to do is trust him, and he will do it. He will do it. Yes, he will. And I thank God for that on today, that he keeps his word. Yes, he does. He keeps his word, and I love that. I love that, that God keeps his word. He said that he is a man that cannot lie. God can't lie. God cannot lie. If he said it, then he will do it. He will bring it to pass, and we have to magnify and glorify God for just that, for who he is. Thank you, God, who he is. He will do what he said he will do. Amen, amen. And before we get into our topic, we want to stop and have a word of prayer because we want the Lord to direct us in this study on today. How about that? All right? So whatever your situation is, you need more faith? Well, come on into prayer today. You need more faith to believe God for whatever that he has promised? Well, come on in. Bring your minds in and let's talk to the Lord about it on today. And he will do everything that he said that he would do. God is not a man that he would lie. But if he said it, he will do it. That settles it. That settles it.
Congratulations, you have been selected to take part in our annual survey. Come take our 32nd question. We'll offer you an exclusive gift. Thank God for that on today.
God is able to do anything, anything but fail. God can do it, and we thank him for that. We magnify God for who he is and what he's doing in our lives on today. He's a mighty God. So whatever it is, you need your faith built in whatever area in your body, you need your faith built. You need healing. Whatever it is, bring your mind in and let's talk to the Lord about it and watch him bring it to pass. Because, like I say, he is a God that can.
cannot lie, and he don't lie. Whatever he said he would do, you can believe that God will do it. So are you ready? Your mind set? I'm touching and agreeing with you for God to work it out, to bring it to pass, to build your faith, to do whatever it is that you have asked the Lord to do. So according, that it will be according to our faith, according to yours, mine, and our faith, that it will be done. For the enemy is a lie. He's a lie. And the blood of Jesus, it stands against him. Are you ready? Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure to thank you and we magnify you. We give you glory, God, and we give you praise. What a mighty God we serve on today. You're great and you're so worthy of a God. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you for all that you do, God, all that you've done, God, and all that you're going to do. We magnify you for it right now. You are great and you're worthy, God, of everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we call on you today, God. We bless your mighty name, God. We bless you, God, for who you are, God, in our lives on today. You're great and worthy, God. And we sure do thank you for being in our lives. In the name of Jesus, you're great and you're worthy of it, God. And we thank you, Lord. Right now, God, I touch and agree, Lord, with my sister, with my brother on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that their faith be built, God, that their faith be encouraged on today, God, that they would lift up those heads, God, and be encouraged in you, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are a way maker. You are God, and you will do what you say, God. What your words say, Lord, you will do it, Lord. You will bring it to pass, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, as we stand on your mighty word on today, God. We're standing on it, Lord. Your word, God, we're standing on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, awaiting you, God, to bring it to pass, God. Whatever it is, Lord, you said the promises, oh God, that they are ours, and we're standing on your promises, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bring them to pass, God. And we believe your word today. We believe your word, God. Our confidence is in your word, God. That's our faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up some more, God. Stir us up some more, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we might take a hold, oh God, to your word, God, in the name of Jesus, and be encouraged, oh God, in your mighty word on today, Lord. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're in our right minds. Thank you, God, that we have a reasonable portion of help and strength. Thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You did it for Moses, oh God. You did it for the others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we too, God, we know that you will do it for us, God, in your name today, God. And we thanking you and we magnifying you, God, for being the God of our lives, oh God. Being our God, being our director, being our leader, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just magnify you, God, for all that you do, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask this morning or this afternoon that you would go into the hospital, God. Go into the nursing homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and bless their God. Bless my sisters in each one at the nursing home, God, at Palm Valley, God, where I go in each Tuesday, Lord Jesus, and encourage your people in your name, God. Magnify you for it right now, Father. You said if I would lift you up, God, you said you would draw all men unto you, God. And we're lifting you up, God, through Block Talk Radio to encourage your people, oh God, that you are a healer, that you are a lawyer. Whatever the need be, God, you are it, God. You'll be right there, God. It doesn't matter what time of the day or morning or night that it is, oh God. But you are right there, Lord. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we sure do thank you and magnify you for that, God. Thank you that we know that, Lord Jesus. We're standing on your mighty word, God. We're hiding your word, Lord, in our hearts, oh God, every day, God, every day, that we might not sin against you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for all that you do, Lord, all that you've already done, God, all that you're doing right now, Lord, and all that you're going to do. And we praise and we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. You are good to us. And we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask your continued blessings. Look on the elders, God, our bishop, oh God. Look on the lay people, Lord Jesus, your ministers, your missionaries, to all of the saints, God. Bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the homes of your people, oh God. Where there's confusion, oh God, give peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Where there don't look like no way can be made, make a way, God, because you can, God. I believe on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And I touch and agree with those that are listening in, God, that need that encouragement, God, that need that confidence built, that need their faith built, God. In the name of Jesus. For you can do anything, oh God. You can do anything but fail. And we believe it on today. And we call it done. We call it done. In your most holy name today, God. We call it done. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction. In this day, God, this Wednesday, God, we thank you for direction. We thank you for wisdom, God. Thank you for knowledge, oh God. Thank you for understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you are great, Lord, and you are worthy of every one of our praises. Thank you for touching Dr. Anderson on today, for touching that body, God, in the name of Jesus. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you, God. Know how to bring us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Anderson family, God, standing by, God, in the name of Jesus, encouraging Dr. Anderson on today, Father. And we thank you for it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Elder Harold Tisdale, continue to bless him, God, in his body, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just magnify you on today, for you are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of all of our praises, and we give them to you. In Jesus' name we pray on today, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. We praise God. For prayer on today, for prayer is always in order. Scripture says man ought to always pray and never faint. And it's no fainting time. It's not time for us to faint, but it's time for us to trust God, to trust him in all that we do and say, to trust God. Put him in it. Include him in. Include him in and watch God work situations out in our lives. So I believe for my sisters and brothers on today. Amen. And we just praise God for that. And if you need prayer, you can go to my website and you can leave your request there at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Leave that request right there. If you need a motivational encourager to come to your event and where you are, where you can go to go to my email address, which is mgreen60818 at yahoo.in. And you can leave that message there. And I would be more than happy to come and encourage the people where you are. We're living in a time. We are living in a time where we need to encourage one another. What is your call today? Yet while we can encourage one another in the faith, in the word of God, in the name of Jesus. So call me or email me. My phone number, if you'd like to call me, is 512-246-8066. And you can leave me a message if you don't right then. But we want to continue to praise and magnify and glorify our Lord Jesus. For he is so worthy. He is so worthy of every one of our praises. And we thank God for that. We thank him for that. Amen. And if you would like to check out my books, you can go to my website also, and you can check, click on them, click on the book, and it will take you directly to Amazon.com where you can check it out, or if you'd like to purchase a book, you can do that there. So we just praise God. And so for the next 9 minutes, we are going to be talking about our topic, according to yours and our faith, be it done. Be it done, because that's what God wants to do in our lives. He wants to do it. And like I say, he's a man that cannot lie. God cannot lie. If he said it, if he promised it, he will do it. And that's what I love about the Lord. I love the Lord on today. How about you? How about you? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord today? Amen. And he just continues. He continues to bless us. He continues to make ways and open doors that we cannot see. But we thank God for that on today. We thank him. So let's look at, first of all, let's look at Romans. And that is Romans right here. That is Romans 10 and 17, where it talks about our faith. It talks about our faith. And it says that, so then, faith comes by hearing. So hearing what? Faith comes by hearing. So you can have faith in other things, other books, other things. But if faith comes by hearing. But we want to hear the word of God. We want our faith built in God's word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's through the word. It's through the word that we're hearing, that we want to our ears to be opened up. I had a young lady tell me on a couple of weeks ago, I was praying for her, and she was saying that she was so hard and everything that she couldn't hear me. She couldn't hear me, but I kept on praying for her. I kept on praying. And then she began to cry. And that let me know that she was hearing what I was saying. So I let her know that the enemy was a lie. And that's what Satan is. He's a lie. The word said he's a lie. And there's no truth in him. There's no truth in the enemy. He said, the scripture says, if we would submit to God. We always kind of forget that one and get to the next part of it. But he says, submit to God and then flee. And then flee the enemy. But we got to first submit, because we can't handle it. The enemy is no match for us. We're no match for the enemy. But he's no match for God. The enemy is no match for God. That's why we've got to stay in the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, so we can get direction from heaven. Get direction from ours, mine, and our faith, be it done. But we've got to get in the Word so that we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's the faith we want to have. That's the confidence that we want to have, and that's where we want to have our confidence at, in God's Word, in His Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Our God will do what his word says he will do. It may not always be in God's perfect will that he do what we ask. Sometimes it's in God's permissive will that he do it because he loves us so much and because we've asked. It's not the way that he would have us to go. And that's why we should always pray to the will, to God's will, to line up with his word. His word is his will. God's word is his will. And he says in his word, he says it in his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we got to hide his word. We've got to hide him in our hearts that we might not, that we don't sin against God. Today is Recover All Wednesday, and we want to recover all, everything. If we're not lined up with God's word, we want to get lined up with it, get lined up with his word. And so Matthew 9, 2 through 8, but I'm just going to read that verse, but read all of Matthew, the ninth chapter. And so it says, then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying in a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic son, he said to him, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. So God healed him, forgave his sin, and healed him at the same time. So he said, be it done. Your faith, according to your faith, mine and ours, be it done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then in Matthew 9 and 20, it says, the lady who had touched the hem of his garment, Jesus told her to be of good cheer. Your faith has made thee whole. Her faith, she touched, she went, put herself to some trouble. But look, she was made whole. But she stood on her faith in him. But if she could just touch the hem, she touched our faith will make us whole. In Matthew 9 and 27 says, the two blind men followed Jesus, crying out, Jesus, do you believe that I am able to do this? Oh, my God, do you believe that Jesus is able to do what he said? He said it's according to yours, mine, and our faith that it be done. So it's according to our faith, and whatever the situation be, it be done. Romans 10 and 17 says that faith comes by hearing. So we've got to get in that word so we can hear what the Lord is saying to us, and that he can do what he said that he would do. Amen. I pray today, Lord, help us to hear and grow in our faith, confident in Jesus' name. Amen. So until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, be it done. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.